I'm Glad My Mum Died by Jeanette McCurdy. I'm staring at the plate of spaghetti in front of me. I've been staring at it for at least 10 minutes while I process all the thoughts and emotions that are coming up for me before eating it. I pick up my pencil and start filling out my worksheet. Thoughts. I want this spaghetti, but I don't want this spaghetti. I'm terrified that this will make me heavy. I don't want to feel bogged down. I don't want to feel heaviness. I'm tired of feeling so much heaviness. I'm scared of eating. I don't want to throw this up. Feelings. Dread, 8 out of 10. Anxiety, 8 out of 10. Fear, 7 out of 10. Lust, 6 out of 10. I take a deep breath and then I take a bite. More thoughts, more feelings. Always more thoughts and feelings. Exhausting, constant thoughts and feelings. I go back to my worksheet to start writing them down. Thoughts while eating. Mum always said sodium made my face puffy. I'm scared my face is going to be puffy tomorrow. Mum would be mad if she saw me eating this. Mum would be disappointed. I'm a failure. Feelings. Sadness, 8 out of 10. Disappointment, 8 out of 10. I start to cry. I set my pencil down and let the tears fall, as instructed by Jeff. I've been seeing Jeff for 3 months now, and the progress is slow but steady. We've done so much work it's hard to keep track of it at this point. The work started with me throwing out all diet foods, Weight Watchers frozen dinners, diet cranberry juice, diet teas, etc., as well as all gym clothes. No working out during this phase of recovery. Stretching and reasonable walks are fine, but no half marathons for me anymore. All indicators of diet had to go,